Welcome. I am delighted to share with you self-awareness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual through new thought, exploring relationships, health and healing, true prosperity, and metaphysics. These topics embrace transpersonal psychology, realizing that we are more than bodies, minds, inherited tendencies, genes, conditioning, or programming. Transpersonal psychology goes beyond the persona, meaning going beyond. We are spiritual beings going through a human experience. The topics were recorded in front of a live audience at the Victoria Center for Self-Awareness, where I was the founder, then the director, for 25 years.
After the meditation, we'll have a few moments of silence to envision world healing, world peace, having food distributed to all on our planet. And at this critical time, we hold the heads of government worldwide that they make their decisions out of the power of love rather than the love of power. Noticing our thoughts, releasing thoughts of the future or the past, presencing ourselves to right now. Envision a silver-white light moving up your spinal pathway like a spinning silver disc of light lighting up your back all the way up to the back of your neck, the back of your head, and the top of your head. Placing our attention at the point between our eyebrows, know that I speak these words for me and for you in the I person. There is one presence, one power, one God. The fullness of wisdom and creativity and unconditional love. Being omnipresent, it expresses not only around me, but in me, through me, and as me, it is my very life. Infinite intelligence and creativity, the spiritual matrix from which all energy and every action emanates, infused me with dynamic power, aliveness, as I express my genuine authenticity. I am willing to risk and express the courage for self-inquiry and letting go of holding back. I am willing to be completely human in the company of others. I no longer lose myself in any roles or identities I think I have. I no longer protect, enhance, or conform to a role identity. I am willing to be the spiritual beingness I am, a field of pure potentiality. I am willing to have my loved ones know me, really know me, all of me. A remarkable person making a difference in this world. I'm thankful for this conscious realization of who I really am. I'm thankful for each person gathered here in spiritual community and those not here at a distance, no matter where they are. I'm thankful for my world and universe and my relationship to them. Most of all, I am thankful for life itself. And so it is, and it truly is so. Thank you. That was lovely. You're lovely. My topic this morning is willingness to be authentic, willingness to be real, willingness to be genuine. And authenticity in being real and genuine requires courage and risk, as I read a few minutes ago with the reading about risking. My purpose this morning is threefold. Are we willing to make a self-inquiry to audaciously examine all areas of our life and also all the roles that we have in our life? Get back to that. Number two, letting go of holding back. Holding what back? Holding ourselves back. And number three, to really be real is to return to center. So it's been said that spiritual maturity is to own our projections, as Frank would know from A Course in Miracles, to own our projections. But I want to say a few more things about spiritual maturity that I was thinking about as I was preparing the topic. Spiritual maturity is really about personal growth, being willing to grow that way. It's about discernment, not judgment, but true discernment. Of course, it's about our experiences in life, and it's also about authenticity, being real and genuine. A brilliant philosopher once said, quotation, "Now all that is left is for you to become yourself." Now all that is left is for you to become yourself, capital S-E-L-F, of course. Now I'll speak a little more later about holding back, but when we hold back, spirit within us becomes impoverished and aspects of ourself are vaporized. Have you ever held a beach ball down in the water when you're either in a pool or swimming in the ocean or wherever in the sea? Have you ever held a beach ball down in the water and notice how much energy it takes to hold it down, to hold it down? So there's energy that's expended for ourselves when we're holding ourselves back, just the same like the beach ball. Many people create masks associated with the belief that others can't handle the fullness of ourselves. Sometimes we hold other people in a small way that way, thinking that maybe they can't handle seeing us fully. Our love and us expressing love, our honesty, our dreams, and our fears, and our dislikes, and our worries. We're near Earhart, which is one of my wonderful teachers from the S training and later on the forum. He said this about relationships, and you know I talk a lot about relationships here at the center, and those of you that come often, you've heard this many times. Relationships that work give the others the space to be what that person is and what that person is not. So that's all about authenticity. Joseph Campbell said this, and I said it in the meditation, quotation, quote, "What we want is to be completely human in each other's company." Completely. One of my favorite movies is Bridges of Madison County. And I don't think I've quite shared this with you exactly this way, but I really wanted all my children to see it, because I said, then you will know your mother at a far deeper level, because I resonated very well with Meryl Streep in that movie. The difference was she stayed with her husband, although she was not happy, and part of it was that she didn't want to leave her children. I didn't stay with my first husband, but I was fortunate enough to take my children with me. But Meryl Streep said this in that movie, quote, "How sad it seems to me to leave this life and have the ones you love not know who you really are." If you haven't seen the movie, rent it. It's an amazing movie. I can now watch it without crying. For a few years, I couldn't. Some of the resource material that I used for today is from Eckhart Tolle's wonderful book, A New Earth. And in that book, the fourth chapter is a whole chapter entitled Role Playing. Role Playing, and then he says, the many faces of ego. Have we ever thought of it that way? So, you know, it's good for us to realize that we have many roles in our life, and some of it is very much necessary. But the question I want to ask you, and it's an important question, is have you become enmeshed or totally immersed maybe in one of those roles? Like motherhood, fatherhood, being a son or daughter, being a wife or husband or lover, or maybe it's our careers. Now, it's totally appropriate for us to be in those roles. We have responsibilities in them. But the question is, have we become so involved and so enmeshed in it that it almost like takes over and becomes almost our whole life? Eckhart Tolle says this, authentic human interactions become impossible when you lose yourself in a role. So it's really about, you know, watching that we don't lose ourselves in the role. Then the question comes when we're in relationship, and of course we're all in relationship with each other. Sometimes when we say relationship, people think, oh, I'm not in relationship, because they're thinking of only a significant other relationship. But have we ever thought of it this way? Are we really relating to each other, or are we relating from who we think we are to the person as we think they are, which is usually the case. Usually the case. We even speak to different people different ways, don't we? Like if Peter Pocklington was in the audience, we have a nephew that looks like him, and it's really funny at weddings. They say, is Peter Pocklington here? For those of you who don't know, he's very well known in Alberta, multimillionaire, billionaire. So how would we speak to him if he were here? Would we speak a little differently than to say, if we were out someplace and we saw the janitor doing his or her thing, and how we'd speak to that person? Not that we'd speak rudely, but would we speak differently? I always remember years ago when Norman and I were in real estate and we were attending a seminar called Success Seminars years and years ago. And we were waiting in the foyer for it to start, and it was held in an auditorium adjacent to the museum way back when. I mean, we were looking almost 40 years ago. And the janitor came out, and he was doing his work, and I went up and spoke to him and came back, and somebody said, do you know that guy? And I said, actually, I do. He's one of my best clients in real estate. I've made a lot of money with that man. And they went, really? Kind of like that, you know? So it's like we have these, I would have spoken to him anyway if I hadn't earned all that money from him selling real estate, but he was a wonderful man, and I sold a lot of properties to his family, too. We even speak differently to our animals, don't we? You notice how I speak to Rosie, my little dog that's in the audience today. I speak to her almost like a little child. I say to her, you know what? Today's Sunday, and you're going to see all your friends at church. Yeah. Oh, she's paying attention to me. So yeah, we do. So when I said earlier about don't hold back, awareness is the greatest agent for change in our life. So it's like to be consciously aware of ourself to the point where we can get in touch with, so I'm just realizing right now I'm holding myself back. Or maybe a little later we can look back and say, yeah, I wasn't really real in that situation. I wasn't really authentic with that person. I was kind of holding back. So that's a good place for you to be, is to be in a place where you're becoming consciously aware of when you do that and when that happens in your life. Eckhart Tolle in his book also said this, freedom from unhappiness is attained by facing what is rather than making up stories about it. A number of weeks ago at my birthday time on a Sunday, I spoke about what it's like being me. I do that about once every 10 years. And when I spoke in Winnipeg a few weeks ago, I shared not so much about what it's like being me, but I shared the four things that I talked about in that topic. Do you remember the four things, the four H's of those of you that were here? And I'm wondering, I'll mention them in a moment, I'm wondering if you did hear that, did you actually take that and maybe share those four things with at least one other person? So the four things is, what's in your heart? What's really in your heart? What are your hopes? What are your hurts? And where do you need help? I would say if we did that more often with people that we know and love, we would certainly be expressing our authenticity at a higher level. Do you ever hold back when you want to cry? Yeah, some of us do. Some of us hold back when we're so touched and moved that we want to cry. And we hold that back too. The other day I was driving home from work and I just got in touch with how thankful I am for a few things in my life, especially right now. And I just burst into tears and I was just all wet when I got home. But, you know, when that happens, and if we're maybe talking to somebody and it's the good cry, like how many of us would maybe just go, oh, I'm sorry, and apologize for showing our true feelings. And it's one of the greatest gifts that we can give people, to be that vulnerable, that genuine, and that authentic with people. They really see who you really are, who you really are. Our theme this year, I always, you know, focus on a theme for the whole year. And it's saying yes to life. So those of you that have been coming to the center all this year, so have you made any movement in that area? You know, like really, like look at your life. Have you made some movement? You may have had some ups and downs in your life, but, you know, have you actually said yes more in life, saying yes in life? In all areas of your life. It's a good question to ask ourselves. I'm going to quote Eckhart Tolle again. Those who don't attempt to be more than they are and are simply themselves stand out as remarkable people and make a difference in this world. So sometimes we're not real by pretending that things are better than they are. When we try to protect or enhance or conform to a role identity, we're not showing our authenticity. Last week I spoke about willingness to have friendships. And I addressed a lot of qualities that we kind of hold in our friendships, and we start looking at, so who are my real good true blue friends, and what are the qualities that I really appreciate about them? And then at the end of the topic, or the end of the service, I don't remember which, I thanked you all for being my friend. Now, I have been to church growth and development places where they actually said this, and I do not agree with it. They say the more you are a friend to your congregant, the less you can be their minister.
Do you not agree with that?
I do not agree with that. No, I don't. And those of you that know me, sometimes when you're speaking to me one-on-one, and sometimes you come in to be coached and to get some spiritual guidance, I will say, especially if we're in a friendship, I'll say, I'm going to take my friendship hat off now. Put my minister's hat on now. Yeah. Sometimes true authenticity scares people. Sometimes people run and hide from it. Part of it is that I think they're really afraid to show themselves, and it's almost like in the face of true authenticity, it's like their inauthenticity shows up in their consciousness, and they get frightened. It's pretty natural. In reading Eckhart Tolle's book, he said this, and I kind of smiled at this because, you know, sometimes he kind of gives us, he's such a quiet presenter, and I love the way he speaks, and I love the way he writes, but he's also said this, trying to be oneself is another role. It's the role of, this is the spontaneous, natural me. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have that role. But it's like, okay, so just realize that that's a role. I'm studying again David Hawkins. I ordered his other three books. Oh, man. We ordered for the center a number of his CDs. And one of them was drugs and addiction. And one of them is on cancer. One of them is on health and healing. Another one on depression. And one was on sexuality. They're all amazing. There's one that I haven't listened to still. But, you know, it was interesting what I said last week near the end of my topic is like, hopefully we become real good friends with people before they become our significant other. And how much the media shows us people kind of just meeting and they're in bed that night. Well, David Hawkins in this really good CD on sexuality, I'm just going to touch a little bit about what he said. Three-quarter ways through it, so there's a lot, you know, that led up to this. But he said, especially around sex and lovemaking, he said, there's the, am I going to give it, and am I going to get it? And there's another step of, are we going to do it? And then there's another step. Not step, way of being. It's the heart connection. The energetic heart connection that we can have in a really wonderful sexual experience. Number of months ago, when my whole topic was about sexuality, I spoke about a little book that I ran across years ago. And it's probably out of print now. But it's basically for parents and for parents of teenagers. And it was called Sexual Gradualism. I was going to say the other, about graduating. Gradualism. And what I liked about that book is that it was talking about the psychological connection and the physical connection, and that teenagers should have hours and hours and hours of soul-searching intimacy as far as just talking to one another. And it's not only teenagers, of course, anyone that's wanting to develop a really deep relationship with anyone. And that those and the book kind of went into different stages, and that the stages actually paralleled the different levels of sexual intimacy. Great, great book. I'm actually going to take it to Edmonton and have a little chat up with a couple of my grandkids. So I said earlier about being real is really returning to center. You know, remembering who we are as spiritual beings, going through a human incarnation, that we are spirit individualized, that we are already whole, complete, perfect, spiritual, and divine. Let go of any thought that you are not enough. Let go of any thought that you do not deserve amazing friendships and relationships. Let any ideas about that go. One TV program that I really like watching is the Actors Studio, and they interview actors on there. And I've watched this particular interview a couple of times because they're now in repeats on Sundays, at noon during the week. Michael J. Fox was on the other day, and this was an old interview. It was a few years ago. But he said something really interesting almost at the end of his interview. He said, some things are going to happen. Chances are 50-50 that they'll be good. So I'm willing to take that risk. And those of you who know, he's got Parkinson's disease. And quite an amazing man. So again, always remember return to center. Remember that who we really are is a field of pure consciousness, of pure potentiality. Everything is energy. We are energy. We're immersed in that universal life force energy. And as a closing, I won't have it on the tape because it's copywritten, but as a closing, I'd like us to listen to a song, and it was one of the songs that were done at a Radical Forgiveness Weekend workshop. And it's called I Want to Be Real. And I just want to tell you a few things that the words will say, because sometimes when we listen to a song just for the first time, we don't really hear all the words. But she's talking about seeing a movie about a wooden boy. And the good news that is that he would feel no sadness. And the bad news was that he would feel no joy. And was wishing upon a far-off star that he wanted to be real. So she asks us to drop the act, to take off our masks and really feel real. Stop pushing down the hurt. Don't hold back the tears. And don't cover up our dreams. Let go of the fear. Let our heart show. And let the world really see us, see me. Goodbye, wooden heart. goodbye painted smile. I want to dance in a crowd. I want to laugh out loud. I want to act like a fool. I want to be uncool. I want to cry when I'm hurt and sweat when I work and help. And I need help when I fall, and I want to feel it all. So God presence and power within me acknowledges and salutes God's presence and power in each and every one of you. Thank you for presencing yourself here this morning. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.